well, you see, open it up, take the bar out, and use the bump. You'll do it nowadays. That's exactly what Jell-O is. It's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. Okay. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's go a little bit in the Gemara.
No.
Gemara. You hear that word? Gemara. Right. What Jell-O is? Is exactly what it is? Exactly what it is? Okay. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's go a little bit in the Gemara.
No.
Gemara. You hear that word? Gemara. Right. The Gemara says on Tzadiches and the Beis, Gemara says, third line, the Kuli Alma Mahadi Alma Vush Mavashala, Mahasava Mechatakla, Vada Mavashala, Mahasava Mavashala, Vada Mechatakla. The boy says, Kuliyama Machatakla Mavashala, Mayamil Mahasava Bahadi Alma Vashala, Mahasava Kizera Keras Vashala. Vish the Kama, Liba Divya, call this the Mas, do the Mishim Ben Yachoy. Mada Mavishishim, Salabasa Samas, Hadi Basava Samas. Misharina, Kavale Bishishim. Does it not come to exclude all the resurin? Says Tosfos. Lavle mutay kol isurin shebatorah vim toma my kusha. Dilma Haina Dapalin and Shane of Batman Isla Khatila Vahashari. Not discussing the end result of whether it's is bottle. Whether you may be vatal in Isla Khatila in the first instance, whether you may go ahead and be Mabatal Isa, you are being Mabatal Isa. Yes, Lomar, Loshan Zeo Hepta, Michal Isa, Mashma, Michlal, Dover Osala Khila. Discussing whether it actually is trait. That's merely a question of whether you may Mabatal it or whether you may not be Mavala. That's why the Gemara doesn't refer here to the concept of Mavala Nisr Lechat Tila. The Rad. That's the same Kasha. Ika Lameda. You see, it's on the... Everyone know what I'm talking about there? What's not ahead of you guys? No. Should be ahead of me. Vika Lameda. The narrow line, those two narrow lines in there. My kabachin is elmutin, my lav mutin kolishin shabbatol, and the zelot the mutin zafka haya isim avat mechatchila v'shari surin lo, uchilamina b'sama b'zroa b'shela chidushu, avak shenisai v'nechinami, the gaminim in elechol isurin shabbatol. Tirti b'tosvis, the holo havi hetzeh b'michal isim. The kol isurin shabbatol b'doraisa, Mivatlin osan lechatchila. That midoraisi you may be mivatlin isa lechatchila. Vod aminu zor v'shele chidushu en chidushu shemutza levatlin shemitza levatlin. Hashem v'shari suran de v'torah en mitza levatlin lechatchila. Period. Avala, skipping a line, Avala raivadzal kosav the isur mashu shalo, what's the word of the isur mashu? The midikara that is Rabbishel Achilus Shamina, the Vadamina and Vadan Tatila, the Raisa. Ivy Taylor came to Shanele, Doth come as Elvin Mutu Shari Sunsh and Vadan Tatila, Lav Kushu. Listen, Zell, Hetta, Mashu, Hetta, Lofaneno, Michalis Suro, Matthew Nazo, Ushenesai, Mashu, Lola Arbos of the Hatila. Mew, I forgot the bit list of the Hatila, but the Raisa Livia Razal, over a bit long with the Raisa bottle. I feel of amazing. Elam adrabbanam amazed lo batel. Well, the shogay is the machlokas in the sechta gittin. How it paskin? because Rav Dafka Mishim is bitl also the Mezer also, but Lakeri Mutter, the Chedas arrive at Zav. That's what the Ram says. Period. The fundamental machlokas are shown here whether the Isur of Emavadis Lachatkhila is a din Doraisa or a din the Rabbon. Where's the Makam and Atar? Where's one of the 613 mitzvahs? Where's the Makam and Atar to ask the Bittul is to say the Bittul is Lachatkhila should be asked with the Raisa? Where's the Makam? No, what he said. Huh? Where's the Malka? Yeah? Saying it's a svara. Saying it's a svara. Saying it's a svara. How can it be? You can take something which is straight, mix it in, and it becomes kosher. How can the Torah lie this thing? The svara should be up. Maybe. What do you say, Jordan? Yeah, good question. Is good. Good question. What's the spot? Some people call that. Yeah, they call it. Why the Gerah Shem B'Shrachas Men of Achala? This is a battle of the position. The Chariah is not a battle of the position. Some people call that as an actual source. It gives its source here. You know, they give various sources where it might come from. Now, Halakha L'Maisa. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, "Ein avadis simin tzadi tes sifhei." What does it say? "Ein avadis nisa lechatzila." Okay. Comes the pisnei tshuva sifkon gimel close to machlokas we just saw here in the name of the shach. Ayin shach that comes to the sheva poskim shuma the rabbon against the rabbi. Ayin the tshuva is not a beulah tinyana. The cost of the daft of the vassal has palm shall iser umad rabbona. Avul amoshe sa iser yavish biyavish birov umad araisa. I have a simple trick. I have a piece of chazak. What I do, I put on a blindfold. I have a piece of chazak. Which I got a piece of meat. I leave out chazak, bad example. I have a piece of nevela, a piece of tray for meat. It looks the same as the kosher meat, but I can't eat it. So I'll take two other pieces of kosher meat, right? I'll put on a blindfold, right? I'll close my eyes, put on a blindfold, take a few pieces of meat and put them in a big pot and mix them up so I cannot recognize which is which. Great idea. So with the rice you can do it, yeah? So the Yudas says no. That everyone agrees with the right. Even those who argue in the right, they would agree that the Torah prohibits. Why? Why? Same question again. Why? What's wrong with that? Huh? But that's begging the question. What does that mean? Why should it be us? Midorais. And it is the who has done about the Beshishin. What's he talking about? What's Beshishin? What's Beshishin? Yavish be Yavish? What's Beshishin? Not Yavish be Yavish. Ava Balach, he says, the Vata Beshishin, Mashma Yashan, the Mutsu Midorais. Against Shidas arrived. Against Shidas arrived. That's what he says. Now, what's the nature of the Yisrael about this of the Chatzchila? Says the Pesachet Shuvah is called Dalit. Calls the Behetev in the name of the... I'm sorry?
What's the difference
between Machan Yavish? Oh, it's a clear difference. What's the difference? Double, what's the difference between Machan Yavish? Lach, the Bittul is a real Bittul. We'll get to this later. And then the Rosh Shiva Namazayim. Lach is a real Bittul. What does that mean? You have taken the time of Isser, you've diluted it. So the reason why time is because we'll get to the minute, time kikar, but you have diluted it so spread it so thin, No longer with Tom. You've been matered. But in the case of Yavish be Yavish, the thing is still trace. You said, sorry? It's a suffix, right? You follow each case, you get each piece, you can follow the role. You haven't done anything to physically affect. One of the physically affects the various, one doesn't physically affect various. Yeah, but you physically diluted it to the point that it's not recognizable. No, but you physically diluted it, so now you don't taste the Tamei Surah at all. You mixed it all, there's nothing there. So with the rice, it's good. That's the hard distinction. Okay. Now, take a look at the Pesach Shuvah, it's called the Dalit. It's Ayin Beit Hashem Ataz, for the Mutter, Im Ein Kavanoso, Dafka B'Yev Shemin Acher. I'm doing something for a different reason. Not in order to be Mivat Lish L'Chatkila. But a byproduct of what I did was, that I was Mivat Lish L'Chatkila, then it's okay. Regarding Mivua, the Achim Efter Rakshu Tircha, not Nishari. I could do it some other way, it would be a big tircha.
Anyway, now, so what are you doing to it that you're going to...
come again?
You have one piece picked up in
40,
and now you do the whole thing.
So
what is it that you're
going to
have to do? Something you have to do to it when
you're still let's take a look at the example. No. Example. Near the Priya Echakar in Malins? Oh, Malins, well. Melins? Whatever. What does it mean? Sorry, I'm saying, so what is it? Malins, huh? Shemavashni v'mayiv, v'chakach sochten et ha-malit, v'zorkim osam, v'mustanin et ha-sak, v'mavashni osam v'dvash, v'tal v'em pas, v'vosa, v'yein tzorech livdok mikodem et ha-malit, echad echad liros v'soch ha-nekovim, v'zorok v'y toloyim, v'shikha v'em. Me'achad ikat tirchem ruba livdok kula, ach ein dirya primogodim, mukhrok. What's he saying over here? The big tircha to check, look for the little toloy. Now, mechuyit. I am about this for chatchila. It's not called a chatchila. The alternative is a tremendous hassle. No? Come again? The time of the toloy, I guess.
Why would you need, don't we, in passing at the playtest of the government?
You mean it's not time of come? Maybe not. Good tasting, but I don't know. Now, I have a cousin who told us that her Rosh Hashiva will not allow them to buy frozen vegetables. This will come as kind. Come as kind, they don't buy frozen vegetables. Why? What's the hezber? Cause you the hezber. What's the hezber? No one say what's the hezber? What's the hezber? No one's coming to be the hezber. Vegetables might have toloi. They leafy vegetables, frozen spinach, something like that. Might be some toloi. Might be some toloi. Huh? When it's ready, bacho.
When you buy it, it wasn't bacho. You find worms crawling around inside frozen vegetables when you buy it?
No, you don't. Teretz is that, true.
So what's the advantage?
But it was, if someone was about this lechatchila, I imagine they assume it also low, ulami, shenis batel, bishvilo, the Mechaber said. Wait a minute. Ulami, shenis batel, bishvilo. And according to Bikivegi here, if it's, in Bidla, Stam, should put this on the Mamakomas. The Mishnah Yer to Lignos, Harayu Kamosha Nasa Mishvilam Beichud. You also the Chulam, she was a Rivash.
There's a Jew being a Vatalist, another Jew to buy something that doesn't. Here, everybody's not trying to be a Vatalist, he says, look, I'm a Vatalist, I'm being a Vatalist, I'm a Vatalist. Before the war, all the people buying it, they're going to be Goyim, in which case, it's going to be a lot of people without vegetables.
Right. I eat frozen vegetables. I'm just telling you that.
Everyone's
on kitchen door. Cans? I think it's no bugs. You don't have no bugs in cans. What? You don't find another buddy, they don't put cans. Cans finish, yeah? Yeah?
So even the people who asked for cans, put them out to tea and carrots?
Oh, frozen?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how they count. I guess frozen peas come full pea. Yeah, they don't want all frozen vegetables. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, they only ask for frozen leafy vegetables. You know, they get.
And when they have lettuce, they check every single.
I'm as big on the sheet up to check every single leaf. Let's say maybe they say lettuce. If you know where you're buying it, you know that's where you're buying it. There's no tallah mitzuyim. But if you're buying it from spinach from a national corporation, you don't know. I'm trying to take a shot.
I don't think
yeah. What's the problem? What are they about them? Oh, they were the vegetables? Oh, yeah. Yeah. The board's a big problem. So long is a big problem. So watch out what you buy, yeah? Oh, for sure. I forbid. A, the vat, is the chatila. The question is, who said so? Torah says so, the rabbanan says so. That's the only question. No question about that. Look, interestingly, you'll find in Siv Zayin, what's an interesting thing. What's it then? In Nivla Issa Mu'at L'toch Kli Basa. In Daga shall also Kli L'shtana shall b'shefa heter Mu'at L'shtana shall l'chatchila. Why? Kevan shall Issa Mu'at. V'yev shall love all the day Nisina's time. Okay? That's an interesting thing. What's it been based upon? L'chora. What's it based upon? L'chora. What's it based upon? So the chorus, what we just said now, it's a big tirch, it's a big house, he's not trying to move out the Lisa. He's just trying to use his pot. He doesn't want these things coming out of
here.
Yeah, sure. Look over here. If you look carefully in the base mayor, here, okay? The base mayor on the bottom of this tip over here, look carefully. Wait, slow. He suggests over here, the base mayor, that here, look over here carefully in the second wide line, page Reish Lam Gimel, the base mayor. If he mashik us after the ale, leman diyama ein bevatlin do raisa, yesh lovad lo shayach lechalak ben kavanasa lehonat minister lelo. He makes a suggestion. If bevatlin do chatriz and isa derabonon, then his distinction makes sense. But if the din of Eimanis is a chatchila to din, the raisa, then it shouldn't matter whether it's kavanah to this, kavanah to that, no matter under all circumstances, it should be prohibited. But I think that's wrong. Why do I think it's wrong? Look in the Be'er HaGola, which is cut in Tezvav, see who the one is who the author of this of Siv Zion over here. Rivash, the shame who?
Arrived.
And Arrived, the one who says, and still he's matter over here. Terrorism, he's still the Chorah says terrorism, it doesn't matter. Even if it's an Issa Daraisa, but the nature of the Issa Daraisa is to do something, whatever it's based upon, to do something, but Dafka to be Mevatel, the Issa. But to do something which you're doing, not because you're doing, you just want to use a pot. And incidentally, the Issa comes in, apparently that would be considered permissive, even according to the Shittas Daraisa. What the answer is? If it's Rabbanah, there's no pot, it's a rice. Some say, like, Gera Shebet Sharechat Nenav Acholo.
What?
Like, Gera Shebet Sharechat Nenav Acholo. It's a din that you have to give it to him. Why give it to him? Rosh Hashanah, I think he quotes something about it. You look at Rosh Hashanah. It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Are you looking at Rosh Hashanah? That's a possible source. It's a little difficult. Why should it be?
What is the right to use the rice in the battle?
Mashu? What do you mean, Mashu?
I thought
you told me
this is the
rice
in the
battle. You mean,
when you
see the chiesh from
town?
So, Mashu is a town. By itself, it's pure.
But
the design is the town? No, it's designed. It's always in the battle of the There's no reason to make an exer, you make you may miss. Right, it's never probable. It always be bottom position with the right. Be bottom position, but the end will always be bottom. So. Yes?
Why should they trust
in because it's not always the chef, you may make a mistake. And one time you're not the chef, and you'll be in the mamish top.
But really, it's always much more
very right, we're afraid. About right. Tomorrow is what's called at camp a late day. So it means that in the camp itself is an hour late, which means for us that it'll be shiur early. Late days are early days for us. Shiur will be early. Right, the stock on the start over there. So tomorrow will be shiur tomorrow after breakfast. I want to start tomorrow. Yeah, right after breakfast. All right, shortly after breakfast. What? Well, we'll figure it out tomorrow. Maybe it's early. Sorry? That's downstairs. Everything's regular, because she's going to be earlier, and you'll have Seder afterwards. I'm going to try, while I start the Vedic, let's figure out time to eat. Try that I can today to run off maybe a sheet, just to give you a bit of a handle of the sugya, the various sheets we're showing them. The 8 sheets we're showing them. On the Sugar Power Peaker. So maybe I'll try to help you out with that. If I can. Han Kiko literally means taste of something. It's the same as if you. If you actually ate it. And the Gemara over here in Chum Tadechas of the Beis mentions the we need a Tom Kiko at the very bottom of the page. Gemara before that talks about the Indian of Zerah B'Shela, which I imagine most of the story. The Gemara says Moslem Yalkina Minod, we derive from Rob the Shell of a tiny Zell had that by the Falister. Zell and Mute, the Bible of the Mute called the Tunisha by Torah. We saw it yesterday. And the Bible of Israel of Yuda, the Yom Indivino, Lobotil, Kamashla, the Hakabot. Very important. Machloke, Tatanoim. We alluded to one before. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana. Mindivino, what's the dish? Rabbi Yehuda says Mindivino is low bottom. Never is it bottom. Never. And Rabbanan say Mindemino is Botel Barov. How do we pass on the halacha? The Rashi passes the halacha, believe it or not, like Rabbi Yehuda. Mindemino is low Botel. Where does it come from? Passage from the Gemara of Sochim. It's told scored in the first Adaf, so it's like I skipped in the Gemara of Sochim. It's a long one over here. On my Rabbah, Sarazanim and Aleph. But the Gemara says that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Mindemino is low Botel. We pass on chametz. The chametz is a mashu kirab. So therefore, this leaves one with the impression that we pass him like rab. However, Tosis says no. It doesn't mean we usually don't follow rab. Only on Pesach and Machmir, Rov is shown in passing halacha. In the mina is batul barov. Okay, what's the machlokas depend upon? The Gemara says the ligma be no. Gola rachmona the lakach me dam apar me dam asoyer. What does that mean? We've mentioned this before. Damasara, the par is bigger than the sara, and they mix up the blood from both, and still the damasara is not bottled at all. You see from here, the divino is low bottled. How do Rabbanan say? After Rabbanan can argue with the pasuk, so what do they say? No! Karbanas is different. Olos is different. Karbanas is different. Only by Karbanas is halacha that min divino is never bottled, but by other areas besides from Karbanas, min divino is bottled viro. It's Batal Barov. That's what the Gemara says over here. Fine. Once the Ligma Minei, once the Kol Rachmona with the Kol Masar, yeah. Gemara says, Havaya Bahadeh Hadadinina Velo Batle. Once the Mai Chaz is the Garmina Mehei, the Gemara Mehei, once it's Kiddushu, the Kiddush Lo Garmina. Ask the Gemara, Yachim the Mei of the Shishi of Namilo Ligmar. Gemara says, Otto Anan, the Kula Garmina, the Kula Garmina. The Midoraisa Beruba Bottle. What does that mean, Midoraisa Beruba Bottle? What does that mean? Midoraisa Bottle Barov, yeah? Yeah. So what does it mean? Tosk says the kasha over immediately. L'chumra l'garmina, the rice of Ruben Bottle, and Tomar, a tenach and mina, a slaveno mina, a low bottle, the time kika, the time kika, the rice. Not true that it's Bottle Baro. Simply not so. So, Zantin is here. Shlomar, Lav, Jerusha, Gemuri, the Tarishis. The whole thing is different as Nafta. Well, the mina, mina, garmina, l'chumra. Ulishaino mina, kimlu, the viosim, the shishin, the mar, o nail, the mar, postekata. Asmachinu nami ahai kro. What comes out of the Tosfos? For the Tosfos, it's an interesting thing. It's a drasha gemura to asmim b'mino lo boto. And then asmachta, I got it in the shenu mino, at the shir is b'shishim. That's the Tosfos there. Fine. Rashi is interesting. I don't think Rashi knows about Tosfos. You do Rashi. For some reason, it's underlined in my Gemara. I don't know what that means, but what significance is. Rashi says, midaraisa kolomar, he lav mehai garmina and mashvina and bittul tam kishar bitule, the raisa beruba havel and bitule, because the siv acharav lahatus. The Rashi says seems to be done in nupsha. What should have been, what could have been. That's pasuk shat. It's not for the tam. That's not tosla. Okay. It's not for the tam. The Rashi thing over here, a big chiddush. That really, there should be a bit of bittul baro throughout. And apparently, you get the impression from Rashi that Tam Kikar, assuming Tam Kikar is the Raisa, knocks out the bittul baro. You don't say Acharav Lahatos. Rashi, first of all, it's a chiddush. You say Acharav Lahatos over here. The big chiddush, Rashi says it, the Rosh is too. But Acharav Lahatos in the Torah, what's it talking about? It's talking about a totally different concept. What kind of concept is discussing? You have 71 Dayanim and 36 women, instead of the other way. So as Yaakov correctly called it, Azlina and Basta Ruba, you follow the majority. There's very little to do, I would have said, with the case where you have a gallon of kosher and half a gallon of treif, or vice versa, you follow the role. That's a totally different, what's that called? That's called Bittul Baro. L'chora, I would have said, that the idea of Bittul Baro, again, repeat, the two distinct things in Yonah over here. One is Acheravim Lahatos, which means Azlina Basaruba, you follow the majority in terms of fact. Well, did this happen? Did that happen? You know, like the Gemara is in Makkah, there's a Makkah. When he killed him, was there a hole in his neck, or the place where he killed him? You follow the majority, statistically, the statistical majority. Okay? The Chiddush is even when it comes to Dayanim, there's no statistical majority of the 40 are right and the 30 are wrong. It's also you follow the majority. Okay? But here, if you follow the majority of 2 gallons of treif, 1 gallon kosher, and vice versa, that's a Chiddush that should come from Machi Rabban Lahatim. Rashi said it, Pekitza, the Rosh has it more explicitly right over here. Others might disagree. Yes?
Because the Mir Dayanim and Batal to the.
Yeah, that's a hard concept. The Mir Dayanim and Batal, sometimes you take all the Dayanim and put them into a. Khalil into a cauldron, and if you burn them up, and then...
Right from the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's what happens, because there's a 3 day left to pay.
They all have to pay.
They all have, the Gemara says only 2 left to pay, but if it would be true...
They only pay 2/3.
Right.
If he has the bin is the ultimate to be tough. Right. Kula. Right. Rapikula. Yes, Nahum.
What's the source for the idea that Yin Shein and Mina should be more common than Tamkik with the rice?
Very good. Why should we say the Tamkik with the rice? The Gemara says, for the next last line, Rabba Amala Nitzcha Ela Latam Kikar, the Bekotchim Asur, Kamash Malan, the Haka Shari. The Tam, according to Rashi, Pashup Shat, is a what? One could say Pashup Shat, that Tam Kikar is also Bekotchim, but it's not also Bekum. Now, what in the world, why should anyone say Tam Kikar the Rashi? What's the source of Tam Kikar the Rashi? Good question. What do you say? Anyone have an idea why Tam Kikar the Rashi? Mishras. We call Mishras and Ravim. By a Nazir. What does Mishras mean, literally?
Soaking.
Mm-hmm. So if you soak grapes into water, so why can't you drink the water? Because the water has taste of grapes. You see from here, Tam Ki Ikar is the rice. You may have also seen, if recalled by Basa B'Cholos, I think we might discuss this, the union of Tam. Might possibly be a source for Tam Ki Ikar the rice, although the Gemara is not a Kiddushu. What else? Another source? Kiyule Midyan, right. The Torah says you have to kasha with Sukkot as a fashion. You have to kasha pots. Why? Presumably, if you use the tray for pots, it will render the food tray. How? Because the tarpus will come in and come into the kosher of food and make a tray. Any other sources? We have a few enough, and three is enough. Okay, we have a few sources. Tam Kika might be Dehorais. Might be Dehorais. There's a whole discussion over here. What's Pshat in this Gemara over here? What's the Gemara discussing? What's the Rava saying over here? What's the Chiddush of Rava? What's the argument with Abaye over here? Different sheetahs. Rashi is a very, very difficult Pshat. Very difficult Pshat. Tam Kika's Lav Dafka. It means a Mashu. It's a very, the Tosis makes tremendous, a series of tremendous questions against Rashi. Yes, sir.
I didn't see why we couldn't speak Pshat and Rashi like this. Tosis says that Rashi told him about this Tam Kolden rule, which Rashi never mentioned. I thought maybe.
Rashi mentioned Tam. That was the very beginning, Rashi. This is discussed.
Even if you have more than Meir, it's no problem.
Rashi is a very shver pshat. You want to say Rashi never meant what he's supposed to
say? I want to say that Rashi meant like this: that since Rava holds that by chulin tam, since Rava holds that by chulin tam about the ikka, therefore he doesn't care about tam, and therefore I want to say that according to Rashi, Rava held that tam is not bottle in chishim. Even if we have shishim, according to Rava, even if we have shishim, the time is still there. It's just that by chulin we don't care, because by chulin this time is about the echo, but it doesn't make a difference what time there is. As Rashi says, if you hold time is about the echo by chulin, then really it's bottle below. It's just we have this chulin that can't be bottle until you have shishim, but that doesn't mean that the time disappears in shishim. It just means it's a chulin, we have to have shishim.
Uh-huh. Well, let me think of that for a moment. Before a shishim is not a halacha of shemitina. Shishim is simply
Hold on.
Pasuk Pshat is that Shishim is simply the Chachamim. It's all everything they have smachta. Pasuk that Shishim is that the Chachamim came to the estimate of the average time is bottled the Shishim, and they picked Shishim. The other thing of Kfela, who came out of the Rabbah Poskim, that Shishim is irrelevant. The Kfela makes the ultimate decision, and that the Pasuk Pshat, the reading of the Gemara is if you have no Kfela, then Shishim is your estimate of what the ratio should be. Rashi got out only on the Rabbanah level. We don't find a Rashi shield that Shishim should be the Zaraisa. The Raisa? What do you see? I don't see necessarily much of the Raisa. You can't tell from Rashi the Raisa. What is the Rashi?
Well, what Tosu says.
We're saying the Rashi really learned that from
Yeah, but let's say it's the Raisa.
Kabbalistic.
Okay. Pashup Shah Tam Kikam is Tam and Kotchim is cool. Now they'll make one Kiddush. If you draw a Shah, there's no Shishim. Boop. That's the Pshat, the Kiddush and Pshat in the Gemara, which they're sort of forced to make in order to make to fit everything in. Yes, sir.
So the Ramban says that Pshat
What? The Rashi understands what Tosafot says?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Rashi never meant it. Okay, it's possible. And then the Ram learns Pshat. The Ram I asked him, look, I don't know if you saw the Ram of Compass yet, but if you, whatever I tell you, which you haven't seen yet, it'll just be a preview, so they'll figure out easier when you look inside. The Ram learns that Rava is talking here, he goes, can't stoop something in. What about Mindanino? Again, Pashat Pshat Tam, Kikas on the Mindashem of Mino, which is a taste. Mindanino, there's no Tam. Everything tastes the same. Everything tastes the same. Yeah. 1 second. So, slowly. So basically, Rava is really the same as Abaye. Only one difference from the Rav. Abaye learns the Droa as both of the Shishim, even if Nimchem Amosho. What does that mean, Nimchem Amosho? The Guf HaYisr is actually, what's Nimchem?
Dissolved.
Dissolved. Mixed in, right? Into the Tarovet. Rava says no. If the Amosho is there, that's also for sure. The whole Shaila is, if the Amosho was removed, the Russian removed on the left, only the Tam. Because the word, the point of the Ram makes a big deal about this. It's the whole Yisod of the Ram. Line number 6 in the chart. But the Ram makes a whole big deal of the fact that Tam Ki is basically the Ramban. The Ram is really the Ramban of Sokh. Only they didn't put them on the Ram of Kobas. The Ramban of Sokh, the Ram basically says it in a nutshell himself. Well, maybe it's slight difference. The Ram learns that the word Tam Ki by definition means there's only Tam. And Shat, the word Tam Ki to the Ram means there's no Mamash. Mamash was removed. If the mamashis are still there, you would never use the expression of Tom Kikas. So claims the Ran. Other Rishonim seem to clearly disagree. But that's what the Ran claims. Okay. This is the introduction to how people get through this, the sugya, the words of the sugya. But now in terms of the actual din of Tam Ki Ikar, everything hangs really on a different Gemara. The Gemara, which we seem to pass from like a couple of Kemat L'chol HaDeis, but Rav Yochanan said, Rav Yochanan almost always wins, La'alacha. Rav Yochanan said the following member, and of Sechla Vodazar, you find here in the chart, Bill's find in Rashi and Tosis. Kol Shetama V'lom HaMosho, Osur V'yein Lokin Olam. Tama Mamosho is also Velokinola. Simple, short, little mamma. That's all he said. And everyone assumed, I don't think any Mishnah who assumes we don't pass like that mamma. I haven't found him yet.
What?
We don't pass well, I say it, but someone else will shout, someone argue. Everyone seems to agree with passing like that member. Tama Vala Mamosho Osur Vein Lokinola. Tama Mamosho Osur Velokinola. Only one problem. What does it mean? The eight different Pshatim, the Rishonim, that's something to what the words mean. What do the words mean? What's going on? What's the punch of shot in the words? What's happening? Very, very difficult to figure out exactly what's going on in those words. Let me just give you some general introduction to this, and you'll have to look at the Makaras itself. Now, the Mara Makamas excludes basically all the sheets that I have written here on the chart. Rashi is not really, Rashi's not here. Rashi's in Avodah Zarah. If you want, you can look up the Rashi of Azar, it's very unclear what he means. I asked you to look at a pre-Megadim, in his introduction to Hilchos Chametz, you find that in the very first volume of Or HaChaim. If you open up the Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Chametz Adam HaBoker. But very before that, you'll see the pre-Megadim, the general Psicha Kolelas, and after Psicha Kolelas, the Psicha, the various things which are already found in the very beginning, for some reason they printed them there. They find the Psicha Hilchos Chametz. I asked you to look only in a very short amount, because I wanted a rachmanis. But if you have extra time, make a kistik or something, you want to learn the rest of Pina Gadi, you'll find it very, very interesting. He goes through this Rashi especially, he goes through back and forth. He has different possibilities in Rashi, which he alludes to in his summation. I only have to look at the summation at the end. I think it's Dallas, and Vav, you see it in the Ma'am HaKamas. No, not in the sheet, in the original Ma'am HaKamas sheet. People got to just look up a few paragraphs. Rashi is a very difficult sheet. We're not exactly sure what Rashi means. That Rashi, just tell you what everything is. That Rashi is in the Avodah Zarah. Then there's the Rambam. I put in the Ma'amakom with Magabah Nukh Machalot Asuras, two halachas in the Rambam. That's what that is. Then there's Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim is found in the Rush. It's also in the Ma'amakom. The Rush Simon Naman Al, right over here. Rabbeinu Chaim in the Rush. Then there is the Rashba. The Rashba is in the Torah Sabayis, it's hard to look up. I think, my opinion, the Rashba is the standard of the Odei Shloma Rentosis, which is found out over here. That he says something out, the top line, the Odei Shloma. I think that's the same sheet as the Rashba. I'll explain to you in due time. Rabbeinu Tam, you'll find the best place for Rabbeinu Tam is really in the Rush. Tosis is not really clear for Rabbeinu Tam sheet, it's in the Rush because of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran is here on the spot. The Balamor and the Rivid, which are the last two lines, are found in the Sech of Sochim. And again, I was very surgical there in the Ma'amakoma. They just asked you to look at a few lines, gives you the nutshell of what they say. I maintain, against the people of God, you'll find that the Rimi Olin is the same as the Balamor. And the Rashid Mem, the Rimi Olin. That you'll find over here in Tosis as well. If you want to read it, the Tosis is very long. It really starts, you know, we have to know, really starts over here. Towards the bottom of Tzadik Chesed and Beis. So the first part of those is just go through the nitty-gritty of the sugya, which we alluded to earlier. The part about Tam Ki Ikar, right over here. The Rabbah L'Polag Rabbi Yochanan. The last six and a half lines in the Tosafot and Amud Beis, that's where it starts. The Rabbah L'Polag Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishras, also the Tam Ki Ikar. Udrosh HaGemur Yivalo HaSmachta. You see, Tosafot is going to try to prove, by looking inside, that Tom is a real din d'oraisa, not merely an asmachta. How do you know? Din d'Rabbi Akiva nishma l'Rabbanan. The darshva, who's darshva? Who? Rabbi Akiva is darshva. Lehetem etzaraf le'isr l'lucky. That's another important concept. You'll see anything in Rishon a little bit. What does it mean, hetem etzaraf le'isr? Pashup shad, I mean that if you have hetem and isr together, even if there's no tar, even if the tam of the Eastern does not permeate the heter, still, if the Eastern heter in your mouth at the same time, it's the star to the sheer kazayas. In effect, you have a case where we're going to half a kazayas of tarfus against the malchus. How can it be? Because the half a kazayas of kashrus is with surah with the half a kazayas of tarfus to make a sheer kazayas. It's unbelievable. It's incredible, huh? Only by Yisurah knows that we pass the heter of the south. There's the custom of Mishra. We pass, we don't have the south. Oh, by Kutchev also. We pass in general, we don't have the south. If a guy has a sandwich, a ham sandwich, and there's only half a kazayas of ham and a half a kazayas of kosher bread, you would not get malchus to be pass. Certainly, the ultimate chassid shir. Is that another fact you're familiar with? Chassid shir, we pass like a Yochanan. Chassid shir is awesome in our Torah, but ain't local to us. You have to know these facts in order to understand what's going on here in the Gemara. Another important thing you should know about, another concept, which is called Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras. I feel like I'm giving a glossary over here. So know the main terms. If you spend time on these terms, it'll take you forever. You know the terms, it makes those much quicker. What does it mean, Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras? What does that mean? It's a certain ratio of food. I mean, originally, it's discussed in terms, not of parol, but sort of in terms of Achila. For example, eat tarfus, or eat mitzvah, eat a mitzvah. I'm eating kazayas and shiful shir, and in the amount of time, you don't eat it in 1 second, in the amount of time that it takes, eat a pras. What is the word pras literally? What's a pras?
A
fry. A half, okay. A half. A half of what?
Half an
arrow. One lucky half, one lucky, you know, maybe half an arrow. What do you mean half an arrow? A loaf, half a loaf. A loaf is good. So what? How big is a loaf?
2 meals.
Huh? 2 meals. So what's that? Eat how much or how much? 6 or 8 kebates in the Gemara says. You look at the bracha says, whatever. And therefore, a pras would be 3 or 4 kebates. The machlokas, 3 or 4 kebates. What's the ratio, by the way, of the kazayas to a kebates? That's also critical to measure this. What's the sheer ratio of kazayas to a kebates?
1 to 2 or 3.
The machlokas are posted. The Rambam says 1 to 3. The Rambam posted the Rashi says 1 to 2. Therefore, the kazayas to a kebates pras could be either a ratio of what? What's between 1 and 6, 1 and 8, 1 and 9, or 1 and 12? Got the math right? You see, it's either 2 times 3, or 2 times 4, or 3 times 3, or 3 times 4. No, that's the mathematician to get out. So we're not sure exactly what the sheer of kazayas to kebates pras, varying somewhere from 1 to 6 to 1 to 12. That's the quite a bit difference. It's twice as much in terms of the ratio. So this same idea. See, originally, it's not a question of tarugas. It's a question of how quickly must you eat the food, whether that's enough for a meal or a maisa, benching every day. That's a bread within a certain amount of time. What are the kiyas pras in terms of minutes, and achlokas aposkim? Mm-hmm. Ratio from 2 to 9. The real ratio. The maisa is 2 minutes, like the machesh or something, 2 minutes. And the chesamzov is everything closer to 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't decide if you speak my plug. I don't know, I can't.
If it's 6 or 12.
How big is your guy? This is probably how many exist in our in basin, or in the basin, or in the
front. There's a 2 to 1 ratio built in already. But that's only 2 to 1. But this is not
even. That's 300 big exercises. That's another 2 to 1.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, it's dependent on the folks are posting. We're discussing now because I have been able to do this in a different context. Not a guy doing pure Easter and he's just taking a break between each swallow. But Easter gets mixed up in Hefshet. And the Gemara seems to say, going to many, if not all, poskim, that kazayas bechtei achilas pras, whether the iser constitutes that percentage, if the iser constitutes, for argument's sake, 20% of the iser, if the iser would be 20% of the tarobas, would be a difference, as opposed to if it was constitutes 5% of the tarobas. It's going to be safe on all sides. So what's the difference? 5% is bottom of the row, 20% is bottom of the row. 5% is no shishim, 20% is no shishim. What's the difference? The answer is that 5% is no kazayas b'chtei achilas pras. With 20%, there is a kazayas b'chtei achilas pras. And the question is, what's the significance of kazayas b'chtei achilas pras in the context of tarot? It's a fundamental machlokas haposkim. Some say basically not. There's no inherent difference between the tarot, which has kazayas b'chtei achilas pras, and the kazayas says no kazayas b'chtei achilas pras. There's no difference in lumdas or in concept or in theory. There's only a very practical difference. Why? Because if you eat a kazayas of this mess, of this big mixture, if it's power-packed with a very dense ratio of iser, by eating eating straight at a normal pace for 2 minutes or 9 minutes, you will have eaten what? A kazayat of what? Of the iser. Whereas if it's not so dense, the ratio, and you eat at normal pace, then what? Then you will not have eaten a kazayat of the iser. That's how many Rishonim learn. Of course, this is the correct shot. Then when we say, we discuss the difference between kazayat, mechle, achil, pras, or not, it's referring to the average eater. We're eating at the average pace. If he eats more quickly, then one could say that even if there's no kazayat, mechle, achil, pras, he eats a very quick pace, would be the same as if there were a kazayat, mechle, pras. It's not a function of the harobis per se, but simply a question of how much he's eating. This is what many Rishonim hold. Many Rishonim hold. Some Rishonim say differently. No. The fact that it's an interesting spin-off. The original then is the Kedat Zechil private eaten in its pure form. But a spin-off of this is that a fundamental conceptual difference between a Kedat Zechil, which has in it a ratio of 20% and a ratio of 5%. Not merely a technical difference in how much of it you're eating, but a longish difference. If there's a lot, then what? Then it's not possible so quickly. If there's a little, then it is possible quickly. Or for the other Rishonim. If it's a lot, then maybe a more common thing than a Tam Kikr. So I'll explain in a moment. Okay, so you have a question there. I'm talking in general terms, because I don't think you've all seen all the deep Marama Kalmas. I'm talking in abstract, in theory. If you have a question in theory, you can raise it. That way it'll be easier for you when you see it inside. As opposed to what?
As opposed to being somewhere in Russia.
Okay.
What's an
afkamina? Ooh, a big afkamina. I'll give you an example. A guy takes the kazayas of tarfus and mixes it in with two kazayas of kasha. He mixes it in with three kazayas, two originally kosher, one originally trey. Okay, it's all mixed in. And he eats one third. Houseless on any one kazayas that he eats. Even though that one kazayas physically only contains within it one third of the molecules of a kazayas, the molecules of tarp, it doesn't matter. The time permeates the entire thing. If on the other hand, time kiki only prevents the original eater from becoming bottle, then all he's eaten now is one third of a kazayas, and it would be a chat mishir, and he wouldn't get malchus. On any one kazayas that he eats. Even though that one kazayas physically only contains within it one third of the molecules of a kazayas, the molecules of tarp, it doesn't matter. The tarp permeates the entire thing. If on the other hand, tarp kiki only prevents the original eater from becoming bottle, then all he's eaten now is one third of a kazayas, and it would be a chat mishir, and he wouldn't get malchus. You see the question? It's a very, very important conceptual question over here. Yet another question. Tam ki ikar is derived from interesting sources, Mishras, maybe from Giuli, Midyas. What is the level of the Yisr? What level is there? In other words, when the Torah says al sof, we call nevela, we know the guy's nevela, he gets malchus. Low is no, we can't, we get malchus. Okay. But Tam ki ikar is derived from some kind of indirect the Alfusa, such as Giuli Midyan or Mishras. Oh, we have another one? Possible color, perhaps. So it's derived sort of obliquely. It doesn't say low. Do not eat Tam Kikar. The question would then be, if a guy eats Tam Kikar, whatever Tam Kikar means, whether it means to one kazayas or three kazayas, whatever it is, would he get malchus or not? Would he or wouldn't he? Because again, perhaps it's derived from an assay or from a kavachomer and from some other kind of din. And therefore, perhaps there would be no malchus. another important issue. The seven issues we have over here. There are many different issues floating around. You can easily imagine the permutations and combinations from how one holds on each and every one of these particular issues can lead to a whole series of different sheets of Rishonim.
And they do.
I'm sorry?
And they do.
And they do, in fact, yeah. Not just a theoretical point, it really does. But that's just in terms of the permutations and combinations of Shana and Gemara. But the major issues really are, how many answers are there? Three or four? How many major issues were there? Let's just review it again, okay? How many major issues were there? One. Well, we can divide the following. Number one, do we pass Kitab Gikas Arayas or Lav Darayas? That's the Rabbanah. That's major issue number one. Major issue number two, what is the role of Kedayas in the Fechilas Pras? Is it a pivotal conceptual role in terms of the definition of the various of the type of Tarubas, in terms of having the difference in the halacha of Tarubas, whether it has Kedayas in the Fechilas Pras or not? Or is it really a technical issue in terms of how much, you know, the average eater eats that much, but if the guy's eating quickly or slowly, then it would have no relevance per se. That's issue number two. Issue number three, what does Tam Kikar do? Does Tam Kikar merely prevent Bittul Barov, which is itself a great accomplishment, merely. But it's...
Why not? Why should it?
Why should Tam Kikar prevent Bittul Barov? I'll tell you why. Because Bittul Barov means it's not Nikar. You can't tell, it's not there. But the fact that Tam Kikar means that you can tell it's there, even though it's Bittul Barov, but since you can taste it, you can tell it's there. Therefore, perhaps we should say that which the principle of Bittul Barov does not apply. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is that no, Tam Kikar does much more. Not only does it prevent the Eastern from becoming Bittul Barov, but on the contrary, not only is it a standoff, because of Tam Kikar, the Heter can't beat up the Eastern, but on the contrary, because of Tam Kikar, the Eastern beats up the Heter and transforms it, Heter Nefach Leos Eastern. That's fundamental issue number three, and fundamental issue number four is what kind of level is the Easter of Tam Kikar? Assuming it's a Raita, what level Easter is it? Is it an Easter of Sheeshba Malkus, or is it an Easter Sheeinba Malkus? And I should subdivide that. If it's an Easter Sheeinba Malkus, why is there no Malkus? That could also be, that's a tricky subdivision. Why is there no Malkus? Either because it's only an effect of Chatzishir Asim in the Torah, or because it's derived from a different source, such as Yuli Midyan or Mishras, which are not powerful enough to give Malchus. Even if it would be, all right. Those are the four and a half major issues, which confront us when we try to understand, begin to understand the sugya of Tam Kikar. That's the introduction to this sugya. And any questions? Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't
contrast
the
Bechilas Pras.
What are the
twins in here? Because Kazayas Bechilas Pras can either be a technicality, but the reason why we distinguish Kazayas Bechilas Pras or not is because the Kazayas Bechilas Pras, the average guy eats a full Pras, and the amount of the time it takes to eat a Pras, he will have eaten a Kazayas of Isser, if it has Kazayas Bechilas Pras. And it's not. Then it's a technicality. The guy leads twice as fast, then you're going to have half of the guys left to this process and have the same net result.
Would he be over there or not?
Yes, because there's no halacha about Shri Sinai, because that's the process. It's a technicality.
The pool has enough within it.
Right. That's the proportion. Each and average seed will have enough in it. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that no, Kizayas Bechtei Achilas process is a fundamental ratio which affects the very nature of the tarovet. If it has in it X percent, whether it be, I don't know, 12th, an 8th, a 9th, whatever it is, that it's one bit of tarovet. If it's only 5%, it's another bit of tarovet. Not irrespective of how quickly this particular individual is eating. It has a much greater significance conceptually in terms of the tarovet. And that would be what I call the spin-off. In other words, where do we find that? That's say it's a result of the halacha of Shmitina. The halacha of Shmitina, Pashup Shad, is referring to a plain guy eating matzah, eating chametz, and Pesach, and how much could he have to get matzah. But a result of that would be that if the nature of the tarovas would be affected by whether this ratio is to exist in tarovas or does not exist in tarovas.
I'm just asking.
Okay, I'll tell you this. This is the following case. Let's say, Kazayas Zechilas Prat is what? What's the Pitashita? What do we say? One ninth. What's that? 11%. Right. So the Rovus is 11.1%, 11.2%, then how's the Kazayas Zechilas Prat? If that's 10%, no Kazayas Zechilas Prat. Let's say, no, wait a minute. Let's say there's only 10% of Issa, 90% of Hesed. But the guy ate very quickly. He ate more quickly than average. So when the amount of time of the called Kazayas Zechilas Prat elapsed, he had eaten more than the Kazayas of molecules of Issa. Well, what would it then be? Would he be in the status of someone who ate from a Taruvus, Shiyesh Bo Kazayas Zechilas Prat? Or Shiyesh Bo Kazayas Zechilas Prat? If it's a technicality, the first way I explain it, the technicality, the average guy, if there's no kazayas to chet, this person hasn't eaten the kazayas of Isser, then this guy went very quickly, has eaten the kazayas. And therefore, as far as he's concerned, I have the same status as the kazayas, sheyesh mo kazayas to chet, this person. If, however, it affects the very nature of the kazayas, which is measured by the average guy, then he has eaten from the kazayas, sheyesh mo kazayas to chet, this person. See the difference? That's going to be a fundamental point which you're going to see in looking at the Rishonim. Yes,
Manasseh. You say
Chatzicha
makes the whole
thing great. Oh, I have a good memory. When we discussed Chatzicha and Asa Nevela, I refer you to the Yad Avraham, one of the Rabbi Yonatan Eveshes, who said, the Rabbi Latam, who held Chatzicha and Asa Nevela possibly the Raisa, as we saw in the end of the Tosfos of that Kuf Rebbe, might be the Shitaso, that Rabbi Latam holds in this Tosfos over here, that Tam Kika the Raisa makes what? Hetzer Nepach, Liot Issa. The Hetzer Nepach, Liot Issa sounds very much like what? The Chatich and Asim Nevela. Sounds like the same thing? Correct. This is exactly the point. Now, whether that's right or wrong, I tell you, the Rav said it was ridiculous. Chazanish said it's true, and therefore it's impossible to be the Raisa. Therefore, the Pasha Pshat of our understanding of the time is ridiculous. Everyone said something else is ridiculous over here, except for me. I think everything is fine. I'm not saying it has to be this way. I'll explain in the shiur why it's not mukhrach to say this way. One could say that Hetz and Epoch Liotisvi and the local Kazayas and Atarovas, and at the same time, the Chatich and Asim Nevela by Shari Sun is only the Rabbanan. You certainly have to protect that opinion. You can't go overboard and say, oh, go to Hobo Hatalia. That's crazy. I agree that's crazy. But that it's possible to say the reverse, which is what some Rishonim and certainly Achronim seem to say, should be kept open as a possibility. Okay. Any other questions? Another question? Yeah.
Why are they two degrees of Bittul Barov is only when there's no Tam?
Why is a Bittul Barov only when there's no Tam? Well, that's Tam Kika Daraisa. Tam Kika Daraisa presumably either prevents the Din of Bittul Barov, or
he... Before I get to Tam Kika, then I had Din of Bittul Barov.
Yeah.
It's in the topic we just said
this. Right. If it wouldn't be for Tam Kika, presumably the Din would be that Bittul Barov would apply Bain Demina, Bain Shalom Amina. It would be no different. That's a controversial statement. That is, at the bottom of the chart, I figured, you know, the expression you find in Rishonim, you shouldn't leave empty space in the paper. When I finished the chart, I took some plates, I put Aleph and Beis in the bottom. Don't even look at that. I mean, if you want to. Now, I just had, there's two main yesodos that I want to tell you in the Sugya of Tam Kika. One is Aleph and one is Beis. But it's going to take a while until I get to explain that. If you want to look at it, just try to figure it out. Fine. Your question is Beis. So I focus on the Shach. Whether it's a Shmo, or a Taima, as far as the city is concerned. So I asked you based on the Shach. It really is the bit of row across the board, except for the fact of Tam Kik. That's the Pasha of Shach. Right. So look at Beis, you'll see the Ramo disagrees, and I have a Pshat in the Ramo as well. If Tam Kik is the Rabbana, no, that means that Tam is irrelevant. There's always Bittul Barov over the Mina Shlom Amina. And the Rabbana, they said if it tastes bad, you can't eat it. If it tastes straight, you can't eat it. That's okay, so far, any other questions? Now, so what you have to do now, you have 2 days to do it. You have a whole day today, a whole day this morning. You have a whole day Wednesday morning, because tomorrow, no one learns, no Shia, nothing. And Wednesday, it'll be Shia regular time. That's 20 to 1. We have the whole Seder today, and the whole Seder, we have 2 days of Seder now to prepare. So by that time, I think you're all finished with all the Ma'amakom with the Tam Kika. you'll be able to understand it very nicely. So I suggest is that you do all the Ma'amar Kamos that you know, the Tosfos and the Rosh, then the Rambam. What else? The Balamor and the Psachim, the Ran, the Balamor, the Raivin passing around. A few Gemara Psachim in this thing, two Gemara just passing around, no urgency. So you get a chance to look at the Prima Gadin. There's also Gemara Menachos, but that's not such a big rush, that's at the end, which is also touched on this subject. And then, of course, there's the Ramon and the Shach, which we'll be discussing with Hashem. And with this background, I hope I'll be able to save you time. The investment in the time for this year, I hope, will be a worthwhile investment. But by going over the basic terms, the basic glossary, it'll enable you to go much more quickly through the Ma'amar Kamos. Keep in mind that this sugya of Tanu Mamasho, also Velokan Alav, is a very critical sugya. Tosfos quotes it, and you should try to get up with this chart. You should try to get inside out exactly what each and every Rishon says about Pshat in this Gemara. Now, you may disagree with me on something that I wrote over here. I don't mind. Prima Gadin disagrees with me. So certainly you have a right to disagree with me. And if you do, please let me know. We'll discuss it with the Shem and if you help me. Wish everyone easy pass. And all the... Today, after the Suda. Was that Mincha regular time today? Or was that Mincha after the Suda, before the Suda Masat Rishon? The Mincha will be late afternoon today.
Okay.
And after the main supper, yeah. And any questions, just about whatever your calendar says is law. I'll be here.
What time?
I'll be here. I will take it on myself, okay? Good. Okay. Come on, leave you fast. If you don't feel well, if you see somebody that's sick, if a person is really sick, you should ask for Shiloh. Maybe you shouldn't have to fast even. Hope no one comes to that. But if you're fasting, you're not supposed to fast in Aveiro. It's not a mitzvah. So much you know, this is it. I should be back tomorrow afternoon, probably, so I'll be here to ask me. But if you can't have any problems, you shouldn't hesitate. Okay? And if you pass everyone, hey, Michelle, the camel turns to a young people before they end up.
They say, come on, after the station, I get a donkey.
Donkey? Why donkey? You come back to the helicopter.
I'll leave
after. Experts in the sugya of Tom Kiker. Tosfos Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah says, Tama v'lo mamasho osur v'ein lokan alav, Tama mamasho osur v'lokan alav. Question, what does that mean? So the number of shittas is to what it means. Rashi, Masechet Avodah Zarah, says that Tama v'lo mamasho is a week called Tam Kikar, more or less. Which means it was Nimoah. The Issa was crushed up, cannot be recognized. And Rashi explains Asur vein lokan alav because Asur means Asur midirabbanon. Why? Because Tam Kika is the Rabbanon. I have the Issa there. So he says the Issa is Bazal Baro. He says Acharam Lahatis. Issa is Bazal Baro. And even though you're tasting tarfus, it doesn't make a difference. Mutter anyway. Is it nefach out of the right level? It's nefach my nafkamina. Nefach lehetzer. Yeah. Right. Midoraisa, the Easter is nefach lehetzer. Even though you can taste the Easter, it doesn't make a difference. The same as we pass in Mimbimino's Batalbaro. If you hold Tam Kika, Mimbishena Mino, is it the same as Mimbimino? It's also Batalbaro. The Rabbana came along and said, no, how can we let you taste tarps? Can't let you taste it. So we'll make an Issa called Tam Kikim, the Rabbana. What is Tama Uma Mashal? Lefishitas Rashi? The Pashup Shad is that it's Nika HaYisr, which means you can see the Yisr there. And also, it's Mamosho, also means it's Kazayat Mechdeh Achilas Prat. In that kind of a situation, what's the din? Loganala. Why? Because you ate a Kazayat of Tark, it's Pashup. Why was it bottle? It's Nika. Nika HaYisr is not bottle. That's how I'm learning Pshat and Rashi. You look at the Prima Gadim, he's not sure. Sorry?
Why should he think Nika or not? Why should he think Nika means Pitla Barov?
Of course. Pitla Barov means if something is not Nika. If you can't see it, then it's Pitla Barov. I'm sorry? If it's Nika or Is, how can it be Pitla Barov? Pitla Barov is some kind of doubt, some kind of mixture, some kind of something.
Well, that's not the truth. There is a doubt, you know.
No.
Right. Pashup
Shah. Pashup Shah.
Oh, there.
Nikir Eiser. The Prima Gadam, he's very sore. Quote the Machlokas, the various Achor. I thought the Pashup Shah and Rashi is Nikir Eiser. Otherwise, Batal Baro. Either Chabitre Batal or Batal Baro. Lach Balach, Yavu Shavish, something about Shri Batal Baro. Nikir Eiser. If you learn the simple Shah and Rashi, it's a smaller Kiddush. It's obvious, you may say. Oh, it'll be obvious. What's all an obvious thing? Yes, ma'am.
The other
thing
too,
but
little piece of tiny piece of shredded in the veil. Is that considered
nigger?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes,
ma'am.
Do you know how Rashi looks at the
Rashi Achilas Pras? Sure. Less the Gazayas Bechteh Achilas Pras, there's no way you can get Malchus, not eating enough. No. I didn't say that. Mamah, according to Rashi, would be local. Nigger or Yisr, so Mamah would be local. Well, the Rashi is Nikar Yisr, so the Mamah would be local, no question about it. Because he managed to eat a Kazayas of Tarfus, which is Nikar, within a Kadechilas Pras, by eating quickly. Not if he Rashi, no two ways. Not always are there two ways to look at everything. Well, the Rashi, I don't think there is no. I mean, once you're assuming it's Chad and Rashi, I think it's a simple stream, let's assume it's a simple stream. That's talking about Nikar Yisr Mamish, then you have to say that it's a question if he's Mamah or Bichai. Look, once you still make that assumption, there's no question about it. Okay. This is she that's Rashi, Bekitta Rashi Patsons Aloha, Tam, Ki'ika, the Rabbanon. Period. Simple sheet of Aloha. Simple. Any questions? Again, I want to reiterate, you can't see this all this Beferish in the words of Rashi and Avodah Zarah. It's not Rashi and Avodah Zarah, unclear. I'm saying Shat and Rashi based on some Achronim, which is quoted by the Prima Gadim, not everyone agrees, but I'm thinking that the simplest trial for your Rashi. Simplest chat. Okay. Nakam Shita Rambam. Rambam is not simple. Rashi is simple, the Rambam is not simple. Rambam explains. You have a mixture. Chelev HaKloyel Shenafel Tov HaGrisin. A complicated mixture. V'nimoach HaKol. All got mixed up. Toam in Es HaGrisin. You taste it. Ilo Nimsa Behem Tam Chelev HaRehele Mutar. If you taste it, you didn't taste anything bad, then it's Mutar. V'im Nimsa Behem Tam Chelev HaHoyah Behem HaMosho. HaRehele Asuri Min HaTorah. Osim Adaraisa. Nimtzeh ben tamah v'lohoyah ben mamosho hare elu asur medivrei sofer. Okay. So one thing he made a statement that tamah v'lohoyah ben mamosho also is only medirabona. Okay, he said to mamosho yon shoyah men achelel kazayet v'chol sholosh beitzim en atarovus. Tamah was 1 and 9. Im ocha men agrisin ha'elush k'sholosh beitzim ho'ol v'yeshim kazayet men achelel loke. Shereitam ha'isu v'moshu kayah. Avo, tochas mishalosh beitiv, makan also makas mardus v'divrein. V'chein en loya b'tarobas kazayas v'chol shalosh beitiv. Afal pi sheyesh v'mtam chelev, The Yachal Kolakadera ain't a loke ella makas marks. What's your Rambam saying over there? What's he saying? Rambam, you had the impression from the very last statement I just read that there's no kazayas bechdeach ilas pras, that there's no issue of the rice at all. It's bottle. Even though it's time, that's the Rambam's expression. How long did it take? Forever. So again, push. Proud of Karmis, he ate the whole kadera, even if he ate it quickly. Still, ain't a local of Makas Maris, presumably we only be the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Rabbanon seems to be learning that Tam ki ikar the Rabbanon. Wait. Slowly. I'm not in the middle of a sentence. Tam ki ikar the Rabbanon in this case, in the case where there's no kazayas v'chtechil as pras, even though there is a Tam Isser, you taste Tarfus, still, it's after only the Rabbanon. However, what happens if what? If what, about that? If it's a kazayas b'chtei achilas pras, then says the Rambam, tam kikas araisas, to do what? Tam kikas araisas, to do what? What does it achieve? We spoke on Monday, what might achieve? What does tam kikas araisas achieve? Right. It prevents bitul b'rov. And therefore, if you ate shalosh beitzim, the Rambam says it's a feirish. Hoel v'yesh ben kazayas minachelem loka. Sherei tam ha'itzim ha'lashu kaim. That's what I'm learning in the chat. Tam ha'lashu also v'lokin ha'lov on what? On the kazayat min ha'isr, which because it was kazayat min ha'chilas pras, therefore we say tam ki'ikar, and therefore there's no bitl barov, therefore you get malchus on the kazayat min ha'isr, which requires you eating a whole bunch of the tarovis. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam holds, but if there's less than kazayas v'chechilas pras, a very small amount, only 5% of Easter mixed in, then that Easter is bottle. Mamash is bottle. No matter how much you eat, it's bottle. But if, however, there's 20% of Easter, then we say that Tam Kikas Daraisa to do what? To preserve the identity of the 20% that should not become bottle baro. And therefore, if you eat 5 kazayim, which means you will have eaten 1 kazayim of chalev, you will get malchus. If you eat less, what will happen to you? Presumably, the eater of chatzis shir. Presumably, yes, sir.
In the case where you have kazayim of eater of chatzis, and we say it's malchus in the Torah, that records the amount of time people's rights, which is the definition of halacha, not
well. That's a good question. The Achronim pilpul forever about this. What do I hold? The girl's talking is the right, so your talking is the rabbonim. You saw that, they talk. Semantics, no? I mean, we want to know what I'm holding, the halacha, the maestro. Then we can already argue what this means. We know the maestro what he says. He says that in one mere time on its own does nothing for you. It doesn't even stop it liberal. If there's a kazayas v'chdechilas pras and it's tam, mimishem amino, then what's the din? It prevents bottle bitul baro. What do you want to call that? Do you want to call that tam kikas daraisa? Say tam kikas daraisa, but it only helps if it's a kazayas v'chdechilas pras. That's one way to say it. Want to say no? Tam kikas is the rabbanon. But if it's a kazayas v'chdechilas pras, then the tam works. Then it's not, but so it would only be mimishem amino though. So if we min b'mino bottle baro, it's 40% trace, 60% kosher, would be bottle. So the time does have an effect. So it's time to get the rice to the rabbanon. That's why I wrote on, in order to steer clear of this mess, I wrote down here on this little chart here, tam kikah, with rabbanon, shen kazayas v'chilas pras, after m'mayer, and with the rice, with kazayas v'chilas pras, l'no b'tlisa. Now what do you want to call that? I don't know, I didn't take a stand. Call it tam kikah the rabbanon, tam kikah the rice, I stay out of it, I don't know. Yes.
What would Rashi hold when you
mean
the case where you didn't have the
Rashi? Which case
do you mean? In the case where you didn't have the sufficient ratio.
What Rashi and the Rambam? Okay. We wanna what Rashi was saying.
The definition says the Rambam learns like Rashi.
Ah, oh, they all tumble. Rambam's like Rashi. They start attacking and attacking and attacking. Yeah, Rambam does learn like Rashi. What do you mean he learns like Rashi? He learns like Rashi entirely. No. He means, the Kesemishna means, the Kesemishna is attacking him. Kesemishna is crazy. No, Kesemishna is right. The Rambam is like Rashi de facto. There's no desire to say, he lives fast. The Rambam, that's all. That's all the Rambam, that's all the Kesemishna meant. Did he look, did the Rambam look shot in the Gemara like Rashi? Chalila. You can't say that. The Kesemishna is right. Impossible. The Rambam could not have looked shot in the Gemara and about the Zohar like Rashi. No one ever said it. Meant the halacha lemaisel come out in this detail to be the same. But there's no kazayas b'fei achilas pras. It's only in the rabbon. And not detail is the same. Where there is kazayas b'fei achilas pras in the Rashi, Rambam is against Rashi. Chesed Mish never denied that. Yeah. Means benamino. When there is no time, how can there be no time of doing Shein Amina? Two different times. So obviously, wasn't going to give time in the other one, no? I mean, small, but the time. How can there be Shishim in the other? How can there be both of the Shishim because that's Nicholas Cross at the same time? Pretty tough.
Therefore,
it's not. No, it will be no time. Unless you want to talk about the unique case of Shema and time, I'm not going into that now. I alluded to that at the beginning, but the Shema was the time and not for now. That's not for now, not at all for now. Okay. When I said before, I said it would be presumably be an Issa D'Oraisa, I said the word presumably because the Prima Gadim is not sure, it's true enough. Chati Shia b'tarovis. What's the din? Some Achrona want to say that Chati Shia is only also b'daraisa when it's be'en, when it's by itself. If you mix the Chati Shia with other things, maybe it would be only the Rabbana, but let's assume not so for the moment. Let's assume it's daraisa. Sorry? Yeah, so?
That means that, yes. He had only
Tatashir.
In other words, there is a
Kazayas
in Shalosh
Mesa, but he didn't
eat
Tatashir. So therefore what?
He ain't only
Tatashir. And therefore what?
He's only
Malkin in the grave. Correct. Does that mean that it's an Issa D'Oraisa? No, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Chati Shiyasim and Atar is still no Malkus. You can't tell from this Rambam whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa or it's the Rabbana. Okay? Hold Tumul. Okay. Now, this duality, this double, this idea of Tzvei Halachas, Briska Torah. But the Tzvei Halachas over here, one is Kazayas B'chei Achilas Pras. One is not Kazayas B'chei Achilas Pras, is that only the Rambam's business. But somebody else said so. And because someone else said so, they said it's the Rambam's like him. They attacked that too. Who is that? Rabbeinu Chaim. Look on the Rosh, he quotes Rabbeinu Chaim, okay? Come to the Rosh, please. And it's the bottom of the second column. Rabbeinu Chaim Zal Pirish the Irish Shabbat B'vim M'Shein Amino. As opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, we'll see later. The Tamo Ma'amosho Korik Shiesh Kazayis B'chtei Achilas Pras the Ozhavik Ma'amosho Shal Isser Kevin the Yesh Kolkach Mino Isser the B'toch Achilas Pras Ochel Kazayis No Kevin Shal Kolkach Mino Isser Shebetoch Achilas Pras, Ochel Kazayas, is a would-be eater. Would he be Kazayas in the Kazayas of the Pras? Nase Kulo Isur. The Ochel Mimenu Kazayas Loke. Kede Kazinan Gare Isas Ores, the Kazayas Mimenu Yose Lechovoso Aflahoke. What does that mean? Quoted earlier. You have a mixture of wheat and rice, so if you eat it and you make mat out of it, you can be Yose in the mitzvah, even though some of it is rice. Rice, nepach, lios, wheat. Heta, nepach, lios, issa. If it's a kazayas b'chtei achilas pras. But, But the time of Allah Masha Hainu, Hecha the Lekka Kazayas Bechle Achilas Prat. The Yafal Pi Shanasan is the time Beheter, Eilav Ganalav. The Yafal Gav the time Kiko Yafin and Mikra. It's a little tricky now coming up. Mistab Eloma. Lo Echmira Torah Ben Ispinas Tam Shal Isser Beheter, Lahov Kol Isser, Kishaheter Kol Kach Yoser Allah Isser. Shem Hoya Isser Bied, Venika Betoka Heter. Below in the Sinas Tam, Lohoya Lokolo, the Hainu, the Yoser, Michadei, Achilas Prat. Rabbi Nechaim has two dinim. Vei dinim. What are the two dinim? One is what? If there is no Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Prat, then what's the din? Then what's the din? What? There would be no malchus. If it be kazayis, the fair chilas pras, then what's the din? Het the nepach, Leo's nisa. This is our first introduction, or following my order anyway, to this concept of het the nepach, Leo's nisa. But only when kazayis is the fair chilas pras.
And therefore, only kazayis of the tarot.
Only
need,
what?
You don't need the full three bases when you use the kazayas.
Right. You have one part of tarfus mixed in with five parts of kasher. Right? You don't have to eat six kazayas in order to be loka. Just eat one kazayas. 83% of which really is kosher, and you still got mouth. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Chaim. Sure, the law. The line is whether it's Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras. That's the line. That's clearly what he says. There's no question he says that. The first part is a little unclear. Oh, it's actually printed in the second part. What does he mean? It's so hard to understand what he's saying. What does he mean when he says that, well, if there's no Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras, then you would not apply this Chiddush that I just said now, Het Denev Achilas Pras. Why not? He talks, and it's hard to understand what he's saying. No? How do you understand what he's saying? I wouldn't be surprised if you argue with me on my interpretation. I interpret according to Rabbi Nechaim to be Nisa Daraisa. There would be. That's why I interpret it. Huh? Why did I interpret it? I'll tell you what. Let's look at the words again inside. Let's read it and see how it reads. The time of just those few lines there, see? The time of Alama Mosho, Hainu, Hecha the Lekka Kazayas with the Achilas Prats, the Yafa Gasha Nothan Ha'isa Tah Beheter, Ain Lokan Alav. First of all, that expression itself, Ain Lokan Alav, found in the Rabbi Nachayim himself and explaining it, gives me the indication that he holds the Nisa Darais. Otherwise, I should have said, as Rashi said, and when he explained the Gemara, as the Rabbi said, when he explained the Gemara, you should have said, it's the Rabbana. You see, in the Gemara itself, you can't tell, because the Gemara is a bit of a contrast. Asavalokan, Asavalokan, you can tilt back and forth what the Gemara means, it's the Rabbana of the right. But when Rabbana Chaim is explaining, this is the expression, Ein Lokan Alav, and that's as far as it goes, it gives one the impression that it would be an Isur, the right. Let's keep going. I'm sorry, Okon Nakazayas. Wait. No, that's in the case where it's...
I know, she still has a time check.
Okay. Then he said, the Alpha Gav, the Atan Kiki, Afina Mikro. Now, how do you explain that? Even though Atan Kiki is in the Raisa, then he says, Mistabe Lomar, Lo Chmira Torah, Ben Nesinas Tam Shal Isur, Behetel, Lo Hopful Isur, that much it didn't do. This Chiddush of Heaven, Nebuch Lias Isur, doesn't apply in this kind of a case. Excuse me. So I got the impression from Rabbeinu Chaim that Chiddush is not the Torah, the Torah. The Chiddush Nif of the Torah, the Het and Nefach Lias Isser, this Chiddush Nif of the Torah, this Chumrah, what he called the Chmira Torah, was not said in the case where there's no Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Prat. This Chumrah wasn't said. But what was said? That it's us. Why is it us, sir? That there's no what? No bichel b'rov. And I get the impression from the Rosh, that's a din d'oraisa. That's the Torah did do. So the Rabbeinu Chaim in explaining over here saying, no, that this chiddush nifl which I just invented, a hetzer nefach lias is this unbelievable chumrah. This the Torah only imposed when it's a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. This and only this is restricted to this case. But there's a secondary din, you get the impression from this, that's how I get the impression. Namely, that that the issur would not be batel b'rov, and therefore there would be an issur d'oraisa if what? The guy ate a lot of it, based on Tom Kiker. That's all I understood. Like, it's not mukhra. What?
And then you Malchus
also. Malchus also, if you ate the kazayas of issur. I can't prove it. Can you prove that I'm wrong? It's a little bit ambiguous. Can anyone prove that I'm right? Can you prove that I'm right or prove that I'm wrong? Either way. Can you prove either way from the Rabbeinu Chaim? Whether it's the right or the rabban in this kind of case? Can you prove it's the rabban or the right?
I'm not telling you. The aim look is proving that otherwise that would be not exercised.
Sorry?
The aim look is you want to say necessarily implies that if you would have had a kazai, it would have been a direct.
Not always. Usually not.
Can you prove from what he says later that he says lo garam mi be'en, and over there that's also
that's another possible proof. Yechiel says throughout in the Rabbeinu Chaim explaining you know why it's this way, why the Torah was machmir, because he said over here if the Easter was be'en and nika betoche heter lo hayaloke, right? So the same thing over here where it's less than a shear. Let's treat it as if it were banned. What would it be if it were banned? Chatz Shir Ben, what would it then be? It would be Asim and Atar. That's what I think. I must tell you that I said the Shir, and people argued with me, once before people argued with me. And they said, like some of you were arguing, that maybe it's a Dindar Rabbana. I said, okay, prove it. They couldn't prove it. I couldn't prove my case either, conclusively. I read the Rabbeinu Chaim as an Isha D'oraisa. That's what I read. And according to this, therefore, if you ate quickly, if you were mamaher, what would it then be? You would get malchus, even if it was not a kadash of the Achilles Pras, called the Rabbeinu Chaim.
Why? I guess. Yeah. Rabbeinu Chaim says it is a kadash of the Achilles Pras, he says it has the
Rabbeinu Chaim. Right.
You see, it's not just totally in whether this guy is eating a kazayas of this death.
Right.
I don't care if he eats a kazayas of this.
That's right. That's as far as whether there is a kazayas of the Achilles Pras.
Right.
Where there's no kazayas of the Achilles Pras, you don't say it's a nepach liot isser.
Right.
But you do say, at the time kicker, that the head eats not but the barov. Right? The one eats not but the barov. So if you eat quickly, you should be local. Who sets on the fairish? Prima Gardam. Kazayas of the isser. Of course. When I talk about being Mamaya, obviously I'm referring to someone's eating Kazayas from an Issa, but what's Mashach Mamaya? Mashach Mamaya. Yes, sir.
Do you think a man
first
goes to because
So to be clear, you're right at what? And he said, d'oraisa. Bukhari's right, no? Is that conclusive? The guys were getting every raya I brought, they got out of them. I forgot. How? Is that a good raya? No, what Dhamma just said. Because there's a hemshech over here. And I was only reading the first, I didn't read the hemshech. If you read hemshech, v'hachta shmaitin, yesh l'forish tam kikar tam mamish. What do you mean by Tom Amish? What does that mean? Aisle, sorry. Shakashim Asr. Sounds like it. I think David's proof is a good one. I think that's what means that this is a rice. Okay. Only one problem. Which is a serious problem, I think. Serious problem. Shvei dinim. I mean, Shvei dinim requires Shvei psukim. Or Shvei limudim. Shvei dinim, you want to say the two distinct dinim, you have to come up with some kind of lechora. This sin exists, this exists as a chilas prat. This sin exists, no exists as a chilas prat. They're two separate dinim. So how do you learn that from one pasuk? That's a bother. What? Nah, but then, but the Gemara clearly applies. You only need one. The Gemara says, you know, you do this, or you need this. You get the impression you only need two psukim, right? Clear impression of the psukim. Yeah, but the Gemara gives a clear impression there's only one lima. They only need two. What about it? But he brings an offer and a raya. No? From Hilchos Chala, right? From what you had before, about Isas Orez and Isas Chitim. Isn't that a fantastic raya that you say, Heta Nefach Liot Issa? What do you say? Come again? No, slow. Mistaber means, no. Mistaber means to knock it down a peg. In other words, to say that, what's he saying over here? So what are you saying, Menachem? There's really only one pasuk, and the pasuk tells you the biggest chumrah. Had the Nebuch Leotisser. Then Mitzvara, you whittle it down. I say, well, you wouldn't say Had the Nebuch Leotisser, if even if it would be end, you wouldn't be local. Okay, possible.
But having
the pasuk,
in general, we have a rule that if you have
Fasta below Fasta. That doesn't bother me so much. That I felt, look, that's how you understand the din. That's not Fasta. It's just the other thing is wrong. That doesn't bother me so much. Maybe you're right. Just Mitzvara. Maybe. Okay. Oh, so the Chor, his raya from Chala is absolutely no raya whatsoever. Why? Because the Yerushalmi mentions truth in a new wrinkle called Greira. Now, when we learn Greira, we mean that's dragging the bench. And that's what we learn Greira when we're in the Shiva. We learn Talmud Bavli. What does Yerushalmi call Greira? What's Greira? Same idea, same shorish. Dragging. Mitzvah Gereret Mitzvah. What? The wheat drags the rice. What does that mean? The Ramban in Hilchos Chala says you can't bring any raya at all from Isas Chitin, Isas Oras to the Sukkot of Tan Kika. Based on Greira, new magic word, Greira. It solves all the world's problems and knocks off all the world's rights. What's Chad Rabbeinu Chaim? Territid Rabbeinu Chaim turns out the Rosh at the end of Hilchos Chala. If you look carefully in the Rosh in Hilchos Chala, the Rosh at the end of Hilchos Chala. Where's the printed button? And where? Ramban principle, Chala. The rest of them there, or the back of Menachem. Yeah, he's in the back of the Sefer Menachem, I think. The Rosh Hashanah Chala, he says no. Greira is only necessary because there's a special condition by Matzah. You need what? Bali day chimus. It cannot be also in the midst of Matzah. That's the. You're looking at Chaim Sefer, which is the Chaim Aleva and the Ramban. He gives that exact mushroom. Except he picks apples instead of bread. If I have apples, and the apples have it at Tom Kitten, you can't make a mosque. You cannot make a mosque. So he's explaining in his description of this whole business with Chala. I don't want to go into that because we're not learning Chala now. I don't think it was appropriate to go into that, but I'm referring you to a Chidush of Chaim Aleve and Hichos Bikurim, I believe it is, on the Rera, or maybe Hichos Chavos and Matzah. One of the two. And you'll see it discussed in some way. Okay? Give a look. Pray dinner again. Anyway, okay. That's Pashup Shah. Okay. Good. So far, so good.